March 3rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, these are serious times, times when far-reaching decisions are being made. Keep your focus on your own personal holiness, and your decisions will be pleasing to me. Nation continues to rise against nation as false religions and false gods influence the international scene. Innocent lives are lost not only in far-distant battlefields, but also in the mother's womb, which has become a battlefield. Decisions these days affect the future of the world. Important lives are being lost in the brief decision to have an abortion. If you are keeping my commandments, you know all these things. The souls who are far distant from me do not realize the importance of every life. Their consciences are malformed, and yet they allow their conscience to be their guide. Self-righteousness has claimed many lives and many souls. So, once again, I call all mankind back into my divine will. The moment to choose to live according to my commandments is now. This is the path, the choice, which will change the future." A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 6 through 10. "Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, 'By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not.' When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.